Joining us right now to discuss the COVID pandemic in his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon, and I appreciate you always having me on. I really am thankful for that.
First thing I want to discuss to you is what are the latest numbers in the city of Brockton right now?
Yeah, you know, we actually lost another resident this week. We hadn't lost anybody in almost 2 months, so we're at 437 loss of life, 437 deaths because of COVID-19, 15,110 total cases overall since the state started to calculate. And really what's really concerning is the active current cases, Dan. We're up to 264 cases as of this morning. And just to kind of flash back to July 12th, we only had 12 cases at that time, 12 cases on the 12th of July. So the variant, the breakthrough, the Delta, all that is real. So, you know, we're trying to be proactive. You know that I did a mandatory mask policy for all city buildings and schools. And then DESE, of course, Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, has come up with a mandate for masks in public schools as well. So, you know, it's all hands on deck. We had a three-hour school committee meeting. We had our medical consultant, Dr. Rick Herman, on Wednesday night appear before the school committee to talk about, next steps and where we are right now with COVID-19 and the breakthrough cases.
And do you think there's going to be, is it still planned to have in-class learning for the school year this year?
Yes, I mean, that's been mandated by DESE. A municipality can't waive out of it. So we are doing that. We have to do it in a safe, proactive manner. Safe for the students, the boys and girls, but also for the staff and all the people that work in the building. So, you know, we're going through the protocols right now, and, you know, we have the PPE and we have the disinfectants and the masks and the gloves. But again, we were hopeful that, you know, we wouldn't have to be talking about this going into the new school year, but it's a fact and it's a reality. So we need to continue to be collaboration and really the vaccine clinics are key right now, Dan, in the city and in the Commonwealth and in the country. So, you know, we are actively continuing to do every Thursday at the Shaw Center, every Thursday at the Cape Verdean Association, every Saturday at the Shaw Center. And then in the last 10 days, we've done 10 pop-up clinics. So we're continuing to work with DPH to get shots in the arms of people that are looking for it. And again, with the FDA approval, 100% of the Pfizer, I think that's going to be a game changer for some people.
Now, I also wanted to ask you, we talked about the increase in cases. Are the hospitals handling everything okay so far?
Yeah, we had our, we talk on a regular basis. We had a call on Monday with Good Sam, with Signature Brockton, with the VA, and with Neighborhood Health Center. So the census numbers are up. People that are sick with COVID or the breakthrough cases or the Delta variant, more importantly, are, they're in the hospital right now. There's a few people in the ICU, you know, so it's just a daunting task. It's frustrating at times as well for many of us, but we have to continue to be proactive and work together to make sure we save lives in the community.
Now, I did want to ask you about another event that happened recently, an event at City Hall Plaza in connection with Black Business Month.
Yeah, I know. So it was awesome. So we have Black-owned Brockton, which is an organization here in the City of Champions that I proudly endorse it and support it. And every Wednesday night at 5:30 outside of City Hall, we have the Mayor's Summer Concert Series. 5:30 to 7:30 every night. And if, you know, you're not a Brockton resident, we'd still love to have you come down. So what I thought is let's merge the two together. So on Wednesday from 2 to 5:30, we had pop-up exhibitors and artisans and people selling their wares. And Shalala is the really the mastermind behind the Shalala Gilmar is the mastermind behind Black-owned Brockton. So the synergy is real, and it was just a wonderful night in the city of Brockton. And, we'll continue to do that on a regular basis.
And I would imagine at this point starting to wind down some of the summer activities?
The city pools closed last Friday. Unfortunately, today's a scalding day, but we needed to do that. A lot of the lifeguards were going back to college. So much like every late August, we needed to close that. But the after dark program, the extracurricular activities are still ongoing for boys and girls in the city of Brockton, the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club and Brockton High. But yeah, we are winding down. I mean, we have to get into the school year. It starts, Brockton Public Schools opens September 2, next Thursday, and then it's closed Friday. And then, of course, Monday's the holiday. So we'll just continue to provide activities throughout the school year. And again, it's an honor and privilege to serve as the mayor of the city that I grew up in.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan, and I promise I will talk to you next Thursday as opposed to Friday. Be well and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You as well.